is the head coach of the Saskatoon Blades, Brendan Sonny. Turn the microphone on. Did you get the response you wanted after the disappointment that you were airing to us last night post-game show back in Saskatoon?
Yeah, I think we hit our targets probably late second period, early third in terms of work ethic. That's how detailed we are in terms of the work we're looking for, and I think we hit our targets early. I thought they just worked as a team. I thought for the first time in a little bit all four lines were doing that. You know, guys like Parsi, Melly, Hanny, incredible work ethic, and it just made such a big difference. Like, in the second period, that goal, that starts with Parsi, Melly, and Hanny working it down low. Transition, you get a change, and you score. Sidorov makes the play. So definitely the best effort we've had in a while.
And then you got the power play goals, the third goal in the third period. I mean, it's only 2-0, and again, Carson Bjarnason stopping a lot of shots. So you get the power play goal in the third period, and it kind of gives you a little bit of breathing room with which to work with.
Yeah, there were little times in the game where I would say the heart rate went up a little bit because they're a transition team, and they're really dangerous. They get pucks to the house, and they drive there. So there was a few times where the blood pressure went up, but as it went on and I could see that our effort was going to be consistent throughout the lineup, like, it's great to get that power play goal, but I felt good about our game even until then.
Yeah. The ability to get, like you say, four lines going, all six defensemen as well. I mean, Morgan Tastad hasn't played regularly all the time. Him and Nick Andrusiak have to kind of split games. But to get him out there on the ice to get some experience against this situation, I mean, obviously huge for him to be able to do that too.
Yeah, no question. Yeah, the whole team was on board tonight. We've had some real serious soul searching going on and come to Jesus type meetings. So what I'm happy with is that the leadership stepped up, all the guys bought in. Even considering it was a long travel day today, I mean, yeah, we left at 9:15 this morning or whatever it was. So the fact that everyone just bought in and did what we asked, like, you get distracted as a young man, yeah, throughout the season. There's pressure. There's expectations. There's thinking too far ahead about banners and championships and, oh, I have to do this, I have to do that. And you're as a player, your view gets so narrow and long-sighted. And so we just reminded them, it's about the work. Always will be, always has been. The pressure is in doing it every day. Yeah. That's the pressure. The pressure is not coming from discussing banners or championships. Yeah. The pressure is working every day.
Yeah, and it's the guys, you mentioned it last night, it's the guys on the ice. You can only do so much to prepare them. They have to go out and do it. The fact that they held a players-only meeting afterwards, you surprised at that? Or I'm sure you're happy about that, maybe, but are you surprised that it wasn't like that?
Frankly, no. Okay. I think with the leadership we have, like, I had to split assistant captains because we had so many guys. It's not like this was going to get away from us, but a very important moment for us because I think it just shows the guys that when we go through strife again, which we will, mm-hmm, it's never a hockey season's long. You go through strife. This is such a powerful example of, guys, it's just about the work. Yeah. It's purely about the work, and everything else will fall into place.
Coach, thank you so much for the time. If you could do me a favor, and a guy that I'm happy about, because he got a shutout, is Austin Elliott. I'd like him to come up and join me, if you could, please. That would be great.
Yeah, no, I'll let me.
We don't have Tanner Chuby along to help out in this respect.
Okay. Anything else I can get you?
No,
your
that's
travel
good.
Bag? Do you want me to?
No,
do you pick
I'm
up your
fine.
Food or
I'm good. I'm good.
Okay.
Thank
okay,
you.
You just let me know. I'll grab you a coffee if you want.
No, I don't want coffee.
Okay,
it's too late in the day. I think
I dragged that joke on too long. But yeah, I'll go get Oz for you.
Thank you very much, sir.
Yep,
take care.
Bye.
Okay. Bye. Bye. All right. Brendan Sonny, head coach of the Saskatoon Blades.